Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for joining me. And we are continuing with our morning devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. This is number 87, and you can see those at sufferwell.org. And I talk about a lot of these things in this Suffer Well devotional series, and we hear the name Suffer Well, and it's so appropriately put, because as believers, that's what we are to do. And as encouraging as I sound over the radio to everyone here and over the internet and everywhere else you hear me, we have to stay consistent in what we understand and what we believe and believe. And yesterday I had a situation where I dropped the ball and the enemy tried to attack me. But that's the importance of surrounding yourself with good people. And I was able to call people and just really come back to the place that I know Yahweh wants me at. So it's important. It's so important. And I want to remind you of that. This, even though we have all the power in Yeshua to do this with Him and no one else in our lives, it's good to surround yourself with good people. And today we're going to be talking about the person that wrote this. This was written by two people. And as we think about this, we think about what people are going on in today's world. There's a lot of unknowns. And when it's unknowns, people usually have fear and anxiety about the unknowns. But truly, if you understand and read scripture, there's no unknowns. We know exactly what's going to happen in the end. And we know the big picture. And that is so important. And that's what we must stay focused on. But the fear and the anxiety during that process is something many of us succumb to and open up a door to the enemy. We need to keep that sealed and stay filled with the Rahodak of Yahweh. And we see this here, and we read this devotional this morning, a prisoner's request. A prisoner's request. And even though this person is sitting in a physical prison cell, many of us choose to put ourselves in a mental and emotional prison cell. And we must understand, we already know the future. So there's no unknown. And to have anxiety about anything is opening up a door to the enemy, because we need to be trusting in our wonderful Creator and His Word. So we read, Father, this journey has been so long, and the road must still be traveled. Yes, you have shown me so many things new. You whisper to me, don't look back. And I do my best to obey. You know of all my thoughts. Although I move forward at your command, you know I have questions for you. These are questions in my mind or my heart. And my soul, my conscious essence, I will ask them one time and I will not again. If you give me courage to just ask only once, and then I will move forward as you say. It's so important for us not to look back and to move forward, everybody. It's important. Let's continue. It says, I wonder if I am supposed to have unspeakable joy while confined and away from my family and friends. Is it possible to have such a joy in my soul and be distant from the family I love so deeply? Can a man love his family too much? Is it a gift to have an unspeakable joy while imprisoned, or must it be earned through consistent praise and thanksgiving? What of those am I indebted? What about those, Father, those I'm indebted to? Can I believe you have their best interest in mind and you will show me the path of restoration? Who do I owe, Father? And what is your will for my livelihood? What of those who have betrayed me, Father? Do I forgive and forget, or forgive and find new friends? I have been thinking about these things, Father. I have learned enough to know that I can have everything to you, or hand everything to you, and trust you will guide me. As you know, putting these things on paper, these questions, was so I could move forward and practice this new faith. It is a faith that trusts that I can hand you all my hopes, all my dreams, and all my concerns, and that you won't forget that I ask you what to do. For each question, I need your answer, and I will do as you say. I know that you ask, if you ask it of me, you will provide a way to accomplish it. I don't want to look back anymore, Father. Today, I choose to move forward and trust in your answers. I desire peace on every side, Father. This is my request. And the scripture that they give here this morning is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell Yahweh what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience Yahweh's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. The peace will guide your hearts and minds as you live in Yeshua Messiah. Amen and hallelujah. That's all we need to discuss today. Have a great day, everybody. No. We're going to discuss this idea of fear of the unknown, and we're going to discuss the idea of anxiety, and we're going to discuss the idea of trusting in him. We're going to give some scriptures more than once. The scriptures are filled with these three topics. And remember what we said yesterday. When you doubt a creator, when you are under such emotions that are not of our wonderful creator, you are opening a door to the enemy. Our creator understands and reads and knows your minds and your thoughts. The enemy knows your actions and your words. He hears. We cannot open up doors to the enemy. We need to be in direct communication and confidence with our wonderful creator, without doubt or fear, without anything but the love, peace, and the joy that goes along with knowing our creator, the gifts he promises us. Hallelujah. Yes, the gifts he promises us. So we think about this. We must have that shield of faith that will block the enemy from getting close to us that we discussed about the other day. We must have it. I'm going to read Matthew 6:25 says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than just food and your body more than just clothing? How appropriate is this for a time of today when so many people are worrying about so many things? And our creator says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. You know, when you're a little kid and you have fear or whatever, and then you see your mother or father and they just take it all away. You know, you're in their arms and you take it all away. Well, folks, we're under his wings. He promises us he will protect us. We're under his wing. He lays the path for us. We have to know that. We have to know his word. We have to be in his word. And we have to consistently remind ourselves. And I was humbled yesterday when the enemy knew my weakness, not because he's wise. No, because I let him know my weakness. And I reject that, and I will not do that again. I will not. I don't have any weaknesses because I have Yahweh. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep perfect peace, all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Our thoughts have to be fixed on our Creator. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. They must be fixed on him. Remember, he left us with the gift of peace. How many of you have a gift that you're not going to open and just stare at? Or how many of you are going to open it and be thankful for it and thankful every day for it? John 14:27, I am leaving you a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Now, let's break this down and look at this and understand what it's saying. The times we living are in today, you have a world that's not living in peace. You have a world that's freaking out, and a world that's scared, and a world that's high anxiety and worried about everything. You watch the news, they are not promoting this gift of peace and peace of mind and heart. But our Creator says he left us with this gift. It's a gift. Use the gift that he left you with. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. How many of you have peace of mind and heart today? How many of you had it yesterday? How many of you are using the gift that he left us? I could tell you 99% of the time I use this gift, but yesterday I failed to use this gift, and that's not good enough. He didn't say use it sometimes. He said use it all the time. Be of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give you. We cannot find it from the world or things of this world. We can only find it from him. Don't be troubled or afraid. How many of you out there are troubled or afraid? How many of you are living in fear about the times that we live along today? We think about disease and viruses and things we're supposed to avoid. But don't you understand that fear is one of the things that actually create disease in the body? When you have this reaction of fear and the adrenaline is pumped up in your body on a consistent basis, you have everything from adrenal fatigue to cancer and every disease in between that's going to affect you if you're living in a state of fear and anxiety. Psalms 56:11 says, "In Yahweh I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What man can do to me?" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid or troubled. Don't be afraid or troubled. Understand what we did talk about the other day. We must put on the clothes of love. And the love and the peace of mind and heart, the gift that he gives us. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment." It's made peaceful in love, love. And that's what he wants us to put on, these clothes of love. And when we're living according to his word and we trust in him, we're not going to have fear. We're not going to have it. And we're not going to open up this door for the enemy to attack us. And we're not going to bring these diseases upon us that the fear creates all this anxiety, adrenal fatigue, and all these things that are not of Yahweh. The peace, the joy, the love, the righteousness. And it's just beautiful. And it's Yahweh. Fear, anger, jealousy, and all these things are of the enemy. And we rebuke that right now. Rebuke that. You know the enemy has many demons. And one of those demons is fear. It's a demon of his own. And he tries to attack us. And if we're in agreement with that demon, we're welcoming him in. We need to reject him. Reject fear. Yahweh's people should not have fear in their lives. Fear is our enemy. Yahweh's people should not have fear in your lives. If you're fearing all the stuff that's going on today, if you're fearing all the things that are happening in life today, if you have anxiety about all these things, you must remember the gift that Yahweh has left us with and reject and rebuke the fear. You must remember to trust in our Creator. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." And then we, on return, have to be like the Psalm 56:3, where it says, "But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." We're going to talk about trust in our Creator in a moment, because this is the promise that he gave us, the trust, that gift of peace. We have to trust that's a true gift he's given us, peace of mind and heart, and to be a peace that the world can't give, and to put our trust in him and trust him with everything. We look at all the examples in Scripture about trusting him. And following him. Matthew 6:33-34 says, "Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Do not let the enemy steal your joy. Do not let anything take away your joy away. And as I told you about the situation I was in yesterday, thankfully for the people that were surrounding me, thankfully the people that Yahweh put in my life were there to remind me of this message. And that's what these devotionals are about. They're about to remind you these things, because there's so many things we can complain about, things we could have fear about, but we're not trusting him if we have fear. Fear is an enemy. We are not trusting him. It's an evil spirit that we want nothing of. We should be in awe of our Creator, and that's it. And just trust in Him and trust in His word and not opening any door to the enemy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you. Be thankful in all things. And thank you for this amazing gift of peace and joy that you give us today. So many people worried today about all these things, call me up worried and everything else. No. Yahweh says, do not have any worry about anything because you have me. Fear does not come from Yahweh. Fear does not come from Yahweh. It says in 2 Timothy 1:17, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and a sound mind. Remember the gift that He's given us, the peace of mind and heart. Remember that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures is, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. All the battles that the Israelites had to fight in the Old Testament, and they were able to fight it even if they were outnumbered. Yahweh said, do not be afraid. Yahweh will fight for you. Hallelujah. So we need to remember these things. We need to understand and trust a wonderful Creator and not have any anxiety about anything, about the unknown, because there's nothing unknown. We know everything that is known. We know everything. Cast all your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. Be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:7-8. He wants us to open up a path to Him. He wants to know how He can get to us. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let that happen. And that's what Scripture can remind us of. Oh, I'm so thankful. So thankful I did not fall into that trap for just a couple of minutes and I could hear His word and people could put me, back in my place where I belong in Yahweh. Thank you, Father Yahweh. I'm so thankful. But I know what can happen. I know what happened in people's life. It says in Psalms 35, for His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And this is the day that Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. Thank you. Remember the love and His promises and His gift. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, the steadfast love of Yahweh never, ever ceases. Never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. You're trusting. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So anyone right now out there that's suffering from fear, we must trust in our Creator and our Creator's word and let that go and not let that be any part of us and trust Him. And I'm going to give you a prayer this morning to release that. Repeat this prayer after me. And then we're going to talk about trusting our Creator. Repeat this after me. I'll read it slow enough so you can repeat this. Whatever it is that you're fearing, whether it's the unknown, whether it's things on the news and the media, you have a lack of faith and trust, and we must put our trust in our Creator. This prayer for overcoming fear, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua, I confess and repent for allowing the, and whatever that specific fear is, speak it right now in my life. And I repent for all my generations. I ask you, Father, I ask you, Yeshua, to forgive me. I purpose and choose to forgive myself from my heart for allowing these, name that fear, name what it is, in my life. And I release myself from this fear. In the name of Yeshua and by the power of His blood, I cancel all of Satan's authority over me in this fear. In the name of Yeshua, I command this fear to go right now. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart to heal me of this fear. Please speak your words of truth to me about this situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Speak to every single one that echoes that prayer. The enemy has no authority in our life. No fear, and trusting our Creator is what we do. Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid. I will not put you to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Do not be afraid. Do not be ashamed. Yahweh offered you this great gift of peace of mind and peace of heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed. Yahweh is with you wherever you go. Now you ask the people sitting at home watching the news, worried about and having fear about all this stuff, do they look like they have Yahweh's countenance upon them? They're worrying about everything in this world. Do they look like they have Yahweh's peace of mind, the gift that he's left us? Do they look like they're using it, or did they put that gift on the shelf and close their closet? Or are they playing with that gift every day? That gift of peace that he left us with. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. We must put our trust in him. Luke 1:37 says, for no word from Yahweh will ever fail. Hallelujah. No word will ever fail. Ever, ever, ever. No word. Job 42:2 says, I know that I can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. He says, I offer you a future and a hope. He's given us this gift. Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The abundance that he gives us in everything. Thank you. Thank you. So we need to trust in him. We need to trust in him today with joy. And that's what it comes down to, is our joy. Walk in complete joy. And that's the devotional we had today about this man in jail, worried and considering and asking about joy. And the joy we have and understand. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him. He is our refuge. He is our refuge. Remember, no footholds to the enemy. Don't open up that door. Don't open up that door. You know, we all get ourselves in situations, but we have to understand Yahweh comforts us in all our troubles all the time. Yahweh is there for us. Weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. We need to put our trust in him. Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you are Yahweh. Have not forsaken those who seek you. We need to remain confident in the goodness of Yahweh, and we need to wait for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is good to all of those that put their trust and faith in him, to those that seek him. Job 13:15, and we know Job had such an amazing life and such an amazing story. And in all his trials and troubles, he says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Job was not willing to submit. Job was to the enemy. Job was not letting that door be open to destroy him. Job stood fast, and Job understood and was rewarded without even knowing what the reward was. Hallelujah. All things are possible for one who believes. Cry out to Yahweh, I believe, I believe. Right now, everyone say, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, right now we might not understand everything that we're going through and why we're going through the times we're going through, but we have to believe and trust in Yeshua, because he promised us later we will understand everything, everything. And Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things of Yahweh works for the good of those who love him. All have been called according to this purpose. I love it. I love it. I love it. Psalms 46:10. After all the people contacted me and tried to talk to me and prayed for me and told me what I needed to hear, I could just slow down for 1 second and hear Yahweh saying, Psalms 46:10, be still and I know that I am God. Have these scriptures hung up all over your house. Have them hung up and read them often. Have them there and know. And know and trust in our wonderful Creator and His great gift. The great gift. Think about the gift. Think about the gift. My children think about gifts all the times. Daddy, can you get me this? Can you get me that? And think about the gift that our Creator leaves us and left us. I'll read it again as we leave today here. The gift. John 14:27. Think about this for a second, please. Anyone with anxiety or fear about anything going on in today's world, just listen, close your eyes, and think about what this scripture says. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So don't be troubled or afraid. Hallelujah. Remember, Yahweh's kingdom, Yahweh's shadow, everything Yahweh promises us consists of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. These are the things of Yahweh. Reject anything that is not of Him. Hallelujah, and thank you, Father. Thank you for this wonderful day you have made and for refreshing us and reviving us every single day and every single morning and being with us all the time. Thank you, and praise the wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day out there, everybody. And just let the joy, let people around you feel the joy that you have for a wonderful Creator. The joy of Him reigns upon us every day. So put on those clothes of love and go out there and have a blessed day. If you want to see more of these amazing devotionals and other videos I have, just go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also support us there to help keep these teachings on. And also you can go to the Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. All right, saints, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you today and always, and shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. I want to remind you all, we have live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and also every Friday night at 8 p.m. we have live fellowship. So please join us for fellowship and prayer, and thank you all for your prayers for this ministry. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My love.